Well, it's exciting to share with you that your board of trustees, our board of trustees, met yesterday for a day-long retreat, just in gathering together, in unifying and visioning and excited as we're moving forward with some wonderful things that are happening. And Dr. William Lydon was not able to be with us. He's in a conference in Phoenix for chiropractic and wellness. And so we included him in our energy. But your board is going to be sharing with you today. And so I'm just so thrilled and excited. I do want to introduce everyone, though, so I'll ask you all to stand right now. So we have Jim Dyer, who is doing a wonderful job in the position of finance, our treasurer. So thank you to Jim. We have Linda Smith, who is our president this year. We have Warren, who is our vice president. We have Sue Ellen, who has sat in, I think, almost every position on the board and holds us together spiritually and consciousness. And we have Donna, who is serving as our secretary. So give them a big round of applause right now. So out of some of what we worked on yesterday, they're each going to come up one at a time and share a little piece of themselves and a part of that process. And so, Jim, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you all. It's an honor to be of service. I just talk briefly about what it's been like to be a new member of the board. Being new to church board administrative processes, I find it challenging. Always learning, there is much more to an issue than I originally would have thought. And the challenge to be open-minded, to let new ideas in, open-minded to learn from others on the board, each of them bringing their own special skills and talents, and especially being receptive to the spiritual energy so evident in our gatherings. I can tell you there is much energy and passion for this church, our spiritual community, expressed at these meetings. We share a deep desire to see Unity Church of Peace grow in spirit and membership, and grow through the changes and opportunities we'll be going through all together as a congregation. The spiritual energy is like nourishment for me as a board member, and I hope it's felt by all of us. I continually express my feelings about being here each Sunday on my Facebook check-ins as being spiritually fed, for this is how I feel. I feel my energy lifted on each Sunday and after every board meeting. And I feel the ultimate source of this energy is from my higher power. But it is expressed through all of you. And I'm grateful. I hope that you will also feel spiritually energized by what the other members of the Board of Trustees have to say. And you'll share our excitement about the upcoming changes and opportunities before all of us. Thank you very much. And let me turn over now to Donna Begley.
Oh, thanks. I shared during the election process that having a spiritual community was new to me, that I'd been on this spiritual path for a long time, but to now be a part of something where I can share myself, show up as me authentically, is just one of the greatest gifts. I've always believed in giving my time, my talent, anything that I have to other organizations, and so it's exciting for me that I actually get to share my time and talents with a spiritual center, with something I really believe in. And my background is in marketing. So one of the things that I've really been working on over the past several months are a couple of tools that you'll really see us delivering more information on very shortly. The first thing we did is we started PushPay. If you'll remember that over the last several months, we've been reminding you that in order to make love offerings or donations and tithes to the spiritual center, you can now text those offerings in. And it's really exciting to see them come in. It's we know it makes it easier, so very few of us carry cash or checks anymore. I don't even have checks for my checking account. My parents make fun of me for that, but that's okay. That was the first thing we did. The second thing is that we launched a new app. a mobile device app that you can download from the iTunes Store or from Google Play, and it's actually Unity Church of Peace. You can just go straight into wherever you buy apps for your mobile device. And from that, it's like a little mini platform right on your cell phone. You can listen to our weekly messages and meditations that Sandy offers. You can put in prayer requests. You can make love offerings. People can get directions or contact us just directly right off the phone. And it's been a great success. But the next thing we're on to, and Kevin and I, he's not here today, but we've been working on diligently, is a brand new website. So this website is responsive, which means that it will move across all platforms easily, whether you're at home on your mobile device or your laptop or a desktop or even an iPad, whatever you're on. It will display nicely and we'll find some new improvements to navigation and resources and exciting things. So that's actually going to be launched in the next week or two. So we're excited about that as well. And it will take us a little bit to work out the kinks, so I may not tell you to look at it until we're ready. But the last thing is that we're really starting to embrace the resources that are available to us through Unity Worldwide. It turns out they have a plethora of information and branding and marketing ideas that we can tap into, ways to grow our spiritual center, ways to kind of engage others in this community and to talk and to outreach and market ourselves. So I'm going to be really excited as a person who does marketing, for that other part of my life. I'm excited to get to bring this to us here and to share it and get us all engaged. So after we get this website launched, watch for some fun and exciting news that we'll get to share from Unity. Resources, again, research on who we should be attracting, could be attracting, ways for us to engage with our community and talk to them and be all on the same page of how we explain what Unity is. You know, what are we? I mean, it's a great question. How do we say that with confidence and enthusiasm and share what we gain out of our community here? So I'm excited to be sharing that with you. I thank you for your vote of confidence, and being a part of this board has just been a tremendous gift. So thank you for that. So I'm going to introduce now someone I hold dear in my heart, and every time I get to spend more time with her, I just get excited to know her more and more. And so if you would welcome my dear friend Sue Ellen to the stage.
Thank you, Donna. I'm going to put my cough drop down here in case I need it. But as I was thinking about bringing this up, I was thinking about Donlin, you know, doing gum checks. So I will only use the cough drop in case that really becomes totally necessary. You know, synchronicity is such an amazing thing, because really part of what I was going to address today was already addressed so well in the Daily Word and in Sandy's meditation, which deals with the process of change. So this will just be a reinforcing shot. As we talked about sharing with you yesterday in the retreat, we thought, well, Jim is the new kid on the block, if you will, as far as the board goes, and I'm certainly the old one, especially if Jim Light, Dr. Lydon, William. See, if William would have been there, we could have shared the kind of conversation about being the oldest, but since he wasn't there yesterday, I was the oldest, and you can see how that's starting to play out. Anyway, Terry and I moved here in 1993. In July, it's going to be 24 years, so I'm certainly one of the oldsters in the room as far as presence, and I see there are others, but you know, I really have some miles on me as far as this church goes and the whole Unity experience, because even before we moved here, Terry and I were members of the Columbus, Ohio Unity Church for about 5 years. So, you know, we've been there for a while. Both of our kids were raised in Unity. Courtney was just a toddler when we moved here, and Matt wasn't even born yet. So, you know, and Terry and I have made this community not only our spiritual community, but our social and familial community. You know, so it's been very, very integrated into the process of our lives. And I was thinking about this building and all of the parts of me that have been fitted into it. You know, I've seen my kids graduate from YOU in here. I've seen weddings. I've seen funerals. Some of you, how many of you were here when Matt Daniels used to come here? A couple of you. Because one Christmas I got to stand right here, right next to Matt Daniels, and sing the Hallelujah Chorus. That, if you don't know him, he's an opera singer. He's just amazing. And that was like one of the high points of my life, actually. I wanted to take him home, but Terry never lets me, you know, take any musicians home. So, yeah, you know. So all the events of this church are deeply woven into who I am. And so when we started to look at the, you know, our situation changing and the process of change, you know, I think I did what you first do when you think the car has a problem and it's probably going to cost money. You know, you pretend you don't notice, you know, it's kind of, but then, you know, as I saw that changes were happening, I think, you know, sometimes we tend to internally resist change. We fight against it. Maybe we decry its existence. But as I thought about that then, I thought about, well, how can we best proactively manage change? And like I said, that's already been part of the talk. But I came upon the concept of resilience. And you probably know what that means, but the dictionary defines it as the ability to recover from an illness, a challenge, depression, or adversity after you've been bent or compressed or stretched out of your original shape. Resilience is the ability to be able to snap back. And then as I read a little further, I found a part of the definition I even liked more, which said, the amount of potential energy stored in an elastic material when deformed. Potential energy. And don't worry, board members, I have a really funny story about elastic material and all that, which I'm not going to share in public. You'll be really relieved about that. So when resilient people face ambiguity or anxiety or feelings of loss of control, which might accompany change, because, you know, I was thinking about this morning, if your parents ever said to you or somebody ever said to you, some things are going to have to change around here, how many of your hearts leapt with delight and you're like, oh boy, change, change. I mean, there's a kind of an ominous feeling to that, right? But when people are resilient, they tend to grow stronger from their experiences and look upon that as a chance to grow, not as a chance to be threatened. So I found that there are really two kinds of, the research shows there are two kinds of responses to change happening. And one is the danger-oriented response, and the other one is the opportunity-oriented response. Now, you can already guess, since we're here at Unity, which response we might advocate, but the danger response is what you might think, you know? People feel victimized, they tend to lose touch with their center, with their purpose, and they see change as unnatural and unnecessary. So let's have a look at the opportunity response. People with this response have a strong life vision, or we might say spiritual vision, or community vision even, that serves as a source of meaning, as a touchstone during change. And they can regain their bearings by realigning with that sense of purpose. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you, in the bookstore, I just saw this new book by Janet Connor called Finding Your Soul's Purpose. Now, I've already put the word out to Susan that I'm going to put the word out to Matt, my son, about Mother's Day coming in a couple, 3 weeks. And so, you know, if you're strolling past Matt, he doesn't know this yet, on the way downstairs or wherever, you might say, hey, you know, I hear your mother has a, you know, pick in the bookstore for Mother's Day that's just waiting your perusal. So, anyway. People with an opportunity orientation view life as I like this, a set of constantly shifting but interacting variables. Things interact, they change, they realign, and that leads to new opportunities. I guess I was going to say one thing about, that doesn't mean that we don't have all the natural feelings that anybody may have when faced with change, a combination of feelings. Because for one thing, the danger opportunity spectrum continuum isn't black or white. It's not hot or cold. We move between those states. And sometimes I think because we're here at Unity and we know so many positive tools and we know how to manage, you know, our spirituality and our feelings on a good day, I do. But that doesn't mean that we may not feel scared or sad or angry or helpless or whatever at times. It means we know better than to be stuck there. We know tools that can help us. So I'm going to leave you with a question for consideration. Terry, by the way, told me he's going to get a shepherd's crook, you know, and get me off stage after a certain point. So I'm going to just leave you with a couple things to think about, and maybe the conversation can continue. You know, what can each of us do to develop that opportunity kind of perspective as we go through changes that are coming up for us as individuals and certainly as a community? One of the suggestions that I read was that it's okay to ask for help. You know, we don't have to think that we have to do everything ourselves, whether that's actual physical help, as can somebody help me move all these boxes for the rummage sale, or psychological or spiritual help, as in help me maintain, you know, the perspective that I need and want. To rely on nurturing relationships, this is certainly the place to tap into those. And just to accept change as a natural part of life. You know, I keep thinking I'd like to take all the people from my past that I ever had and just move them around with me so they could be with me forever. But if I had stopped my life at any certain point, I might not have met Terry, I might not have had kids, I wouldn't have had all the dogs I had, I wouldn't have come here to my second Unity Church. So, you know, change is a part of what's brought me to here, and I need to remember that and celebrate that. So just remember, we can't always control our circumstances, but we have choices about how we respond and manage them. You know, and this is the place to start, because you've learned a lot of good tools here already. So this is the time to really appreciate your spiritual heritage and really find ways to manage change proactively and as an opportunity on your best days. Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce now Linda Smith, our board president.
And for those of you that don't know, we've actually asked Sue Ellen to be the person that holds the spiritual space for us as we go through this process. In talking about all the things that need to happen this year, we came to the realization that one of the biggest components is that spiritualism, that centeredness, and we felt that Sue Ellen was just such an embodiment of that spirit. So hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of her in that way as well. So good morning. I hope as all of you were waking to greet this day, you did so with enthusiasm and anticipation. For myself, this can be a bit of a challenge on Sunday mornings. I would love to tell you that my six-year-old is perfectly cooperative and we peacefully exit our home with all of our necessary items and with everyone's emotions intact. This is often an alternative reality that I do not live in. I start out softly, please get in the car. A few minutes later, get in the car or we're going to be late. And a few minutes later, get in the car or you will lose all your privileges for today. And amid the scurry of grabbing bags, purse, supplies, the miscellaneous toys that absolutely must come with us for the 10-minute ride to Unity, I manage to get my precious child in the car. A moment later, I ask, is your seatbelt buckled? There's a pause, and as I look in the rearview mirror, I see a mischievous grin on my little cherub's face, and his seatbelt is not buckled. So, of course, I'm pulling over, And as I remedy the situation, I'm chastising my child. You're perfectly able to do this on your own. Now, back in the car and on our way to Unity, my child asks, "Are we going to big church today?" At this point in life, he cannot discern the difference between church and daycare. For him, church is a place where you get together with others who love and care for you. It's a place of joy and happiness, a place where he belongs and he's always welcome. We would call that a spiritual community. My spiritual community at Unity is the reason that I get out of bed and I'm present. I know that when I walk through the doors, I get a prompt greeting from Matt. We usually chat about his week. I get a hug from Barb, a smile from Susan, a word of encouragement from Eric, a chuckle from Kenny, a warm hello from Sandy, and countless other greetings. I strive to do the same, but I find myself always feeling like I'm getting way more than I'm giving. I recently wrote in our quarterly newsletter about sacred service, and today I'm asking you to consider what I like to call selfish participation. Be selfish. Share your time, your talent, and your treasure. It's the ultimate way to receive way more than you give. We are in a time of exciting change at Unity, and next Sunday, we will be meeting after church in the fellowship area downstairs for the quarterly touch base. You are welcome and you are needed. You will not want to miss this. So whether you call this big church or spiritual community, I hope you find and are able to share your time, talent, and treasure that is unique to you. And now I'd like to invite Warren to come up.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me all right? This microphone's a little low. Yeah, I think it's good. Last week I was sitting in the service prior to Sandy's talk and thinking about what I'm going to talk about today, and the thing that popped into my mind was gratitude. And then a short time later, her whole service was surrounding gratitude. So And I was going to take it a little step further, and I thought, what can I do a little bit different? And I thought, so I started thinking about myself a little bit and my attitude and how I look at things. And one of the challenges I have sometimes is when I'm confronted with a challenge, like, for example, the selling of the church. In the beginning, it was difficult for me to stay positive, to think forward enough to understand that in the end of all this, it's going to come out positive and it's going to come out what's best for our church. So, I forgot. Let me check my notes here. So what I try to do, and I do this in my personal life outside of church. I've been in recovery from alcoholism for a long time. And when I first got into that, a lot of what I thought about was in a negative way. So over a period of years in my recovery, I began to understand that I tried to focus on looking at the big picture and not so much on all these small details, which is really easy for me to do. So, and I tried to, in the beginning of the process of selling the church, I learned that there are going to be details that I don't have any control over, or it's not going to move fast enough, or it's not going to be done the way I think it should be. So what I try to do is focus on the things that are important to me and are important to our church as a whole. And I know that I've been on the board for 4 years now, and I've seen some board members come and go through those years. And there's one thing that everyone that's been on the board that has in common is that is they have the prosperity of our church as the number one priority, as the most important thing. And also through that process, And I know through personal experience in my recovery from my addiction and from being at Unity, what kind of message do I want to send out into the universe? Personally and as a whole. And so when I'm focusing on the negative stuff, this is what I found out through my experience, is when I focus on negative things like personalities, and sometimes it's easy for me to take other people's inventory if they're not living the right way or not saying the right thing, and usually what happens is that's what I get back. That's what all I ever see is what's going on. Like if I gossip at work, if I'm talking bad about somebody at work, and I get into that stuff sometimes, that's all there is for me. That's all I see. So I really make a conscious effort to try to see the positive thing in things and see the positive in the process, like the process of selling this church. And as a group and as a board, we've had many discussions about what our consciousness is going to be going forward and what we're going to focus on. And there's some exciting things going on right now in regards to selling the church. And it's really exciting for me because there was a long period where we were going like this, like this, like this. And it's like, is this ever going to change? Is anything ever going to move forward? And then all of a sudden, the universe says, okay, now it's time. So now we're going, now things are really starting to expand for us in that regard. So, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm excited about it. And so, thank you.
Friends, and that is your Board of Trustees. Go ahead and all stand. You can sit down. I'm actually going to ask any of you who have served on the board, Lori, who is the most recently retired president, who held the light and the vision with this board for so long. Past board members who are present, would you stand? If you've ever served, go right ahead, Donalyn. Absolutely. Thank you. You know, when people say yes and step forward into doing something like this, as we share, it is the place of in spirit that invites us to expand and to grow. And every one of them comes on the board and says, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was like this. And then they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was like this. See, there's a shift. Because when we come together and we begin to see the closeness that happens and the hearts that open and the purpose, the entire time I have been here, your board and I have held that vision for the highest good of this church going forward. And oftentimes, you know, the path isn't straight. And it's that time, as Warren said, about, you know, it kind of goes like this sometimes, and our lives do that, but it's standing in the faith and knowing there's a timing. There is a natural timing to things. And when we have faith and confidence in that, and when we call that forth, divine spirit is always at work. And there is a synchronistic timing that occurs. And I give thanks to Lori, to all of you who have served on the board and have held that light and that vision in creating this spiritual community and in continuing to do so as we move forward. So I'll invite our ushers to come forward now at this time. We can receive our love offering.